WWIB 13 before 6. We call it First Thoughts. First off, what's on my mind? A couple of lighthearted things. One of them is, why is it that sometimes you can wake up like I did about 2:30 in the morning, unable to fall back asleep? You know, typically set the alarm for 4, maybe linger till 4:15. But, you know, just kind of was awake and felt pretty awake, but still thought, huh. And so fell back asleep after 3. And then when I wake up, I don't know, next time, maybe 3:35, something, 3:45. And then I'm like, I don't feel as awake as I did last time. What's with that? But anyhow, that extra sleep sometime doesn't feel as helpful. Also this morning, haven't had coffee, have had Pepsi. I don't know. We had our kids and some of their friends for lunch yesterday, and somebody brought 2-liter bottles of pop. I do like Pepsi, limit my intake. But yeah, the leftover, kind of the fizz wasn't as much. But anyhow, going on Pepsi this morning with an egg and a burrito. So there we go. Hope you're off to a good start yourself. 12 before 6 o'clock. Oh, say that segment 2 of First Thoughts is today in history. For starters, on December 8th, 1941, President Franklin D. Roosevelt told the joint session of Congress,
"Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy. The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan."
In declaring war on Japan, FDR proclaimed,
"With confidence in our armed forces, with the unbounding determination of our people, we will gain the inevitable triumph. So help us God."
Days later, the U.S. declared war on Nazi Germany and fascist Italy after Japan's Axis partners had declared war on the U.S. Also on this day, December 8th, 1980, shock and grief around the world after the murder of longtime Beatles member John Lennon outside of his New York apartment building. Many Americans first learned of Lennon's death from Howard Cosell during a Monday Night Football broadcast on ABC.
"Remember, this is just a football game. No matter who wins or loses. An unspeakable tragedy confirmed to us by ABC News in New York City. John Lennon, outside of his apartment building on the west side of New York City, the most famous perhaps of all of the Beatles, shot twice in the back, rushed to Roosevelt Hospital, dead on arrival." Hard to go back to the game after that news flash, which in duty
45 years ago today, I remember watching that game with Howard making that announcement. Finally, we close out our First Thoughts segment with this Christmas meditation from an area pastor.
"Hello, this is Michael from Valley Vineyard Church. I just want to share a word of encouragement this Christmas season. I was thinking about the value and the beauty and the glory and love of Jesus. And one of the things that strikes me so much in the Gospels is how we're reminded that Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. And I think it's very important to remember that during this time of year, how often we can feel lost in the busyness, the chaos, and just the stress of the season. And for a lot of us, it's not always the easiest season, either grief or anxiety or whatever the case may be. But to remember that Jesus, Emmanuel, is with us. He is God with us through all these times. As we look forward to this Christmas season, I hope you experience a blessing that is true and real."
Thanks so much, Pastor Michael Houle from Valley Vineyard Church in Chippewa Falls. Today's number is $14 billion. That's a big one. That is the amount in dollars Americans spend each year on parking, about to increase once they start charging for parking in downtown Eau Claire. As we get ready to choose a name out of 12 in our in-studio gift box this morning. 12 days of bundles, day number 6. Who is the first person selected? It is Patrick. Patrick in Menominee. Congratulations and thank you, Patrick. He made 2 partner gifts to WIB Incorporated. Weekend recap on a chilly Monday morning. WWIB, Halvo and Caleb with you, the WIB Wake Up Show. My weekend included some basketball. Friday night at Eau Claire Memorial, that Old Abe's Girl team, pretty impressive as they took care of business against the Lady Cardinals of Chippewa Falls. And then Saturday, got a chance to cover the McDonald Boys against Colfax. It was game 6 of 8 at the Northwest Tip-Off Classic at Johnson Fieldhouse at UW Stout, with McDonald coming from behind to pull it out. Then enjoying the Packers game yesterday, obviously, as a huge Packer fan, and then started watching a new show called Grantchester on Netflix with my wife last night.
Well, there you go. Well, yeah, so Saturday I also was broadcasting basketball on the campus of UW-Eau Claire, the Sonnentech Center. I had not been in there before, and that is an impressive, impressive facility.
Yeah.
Western Wisconsin Girls Basketball Classic. Shout out to Athletic Director Michael Hodel from Colfax as they put together that event in partnership with UW-Eau Claire and with the Sonnentech Center. And appreciate the folks at the Sonnentech welcoming us in. Beautiful, gorgeous venue. McDonald Girls Basketball got a win over Durand, Arkansas in that game. So that was kind of the Saturday evening. Before that, ran some errands and such and got some things done on Saturday. Got the steps in as much as possible. And then Sunday went up to church. It was our Christmas program day. So both the kids and the teens had their Christmas program. So enjoyed that. A potluck meal afterward. Got back home. Got some Christmas shopping done and was able to watch that Packers game. And I don't think I sat down the entire time, also because I was kind of trying to get some steps in commercial breaks and things like that during the Packers game. But Cooper and I were just so amped the entire time.
It was.
And he really gets into the game. I mean, really, to a point where I'm like, I think I might be passing down the wrong stuff. But, man, that payoff, Alvo. When Keyshawn Nixon picked that off in the end, to see, like, yeah, I was excited. But to see how excited my son was, that was just
cool.
That made my weekend. So enjoyed that very much. Caleb and Alvo with you. And Connor and Elena, senior and junior, respectively, have joined us here from Chippewa Falls Senior High School in the retail management class. Guys, welcome. Good to have you here. And you've got something special coming up. We'll start with you, Elena. The Chi High Birdcage, where you can get authentic Chippewa Falls Cardinal apparel and merchandise. You guys have some special holiday hours this week.
Yeah, we have holiday hours from 4 to 8, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday.
And there's some special deals going on as well, too. I mean, again, this is the place to get authentic Chi High apparel, and maybe you have a student there, maybe you don't. Maybe you're a grandparent, maybe you're just a community member that wants to support. And when people go to the Birdcage, not only can they get all of this apparel and merch, but also they support students by purchasing from the Birdcage officially at the school.
Yeah, we also have like hats. We also do blankets, and we also have a whole bunch of different offers that you can get every day. And then we have two offers that are all week.
And tell me a little bit more about what some of those offers are. I mean, I know there was one that you mentioned coming up later in the week where I think it was buy a blanket and get a hoodie. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's buy a blanket. I think it's get a hoodie. I think it's 25% off a hoodie if you buy a blanket. And the blankets range from large to extra large. And then we have one on Monday coming up today that is if the gymnastics team gets 130 points, you get 25% off your purchase.
Well, there you go. I mean, that gymnastics team is fantastic. Once
they are.
Last year,
that's right. Absolutely. So, Connor, tell us about some of the great offerings there.
One deal that me and a classmate made was buy a hockey hoodie, and then you get a hat, a winter hat, 25% off. So,
It seems like it's going to be a cold winter, so you're going to want to wear that, right?
Yep.
Yeah, for sure.
And Connor, again, talk about maybe some of the things that you guys are working on in class, because again, this is a way to support students, support young entrepreneurs, and you guys, again, are doing very practical work here in school.
Yeah, so we help to run the Birdcage school store that offers like drinks and snacks to students during the school day, and we also help to run like student-based events, like during sporting events or parent-teacher conferences are this week. So we're going to run the store and those events through this week.
Elena, it's a great opportunity to kind of get the foundations, the fundamentals of business, right? Preparing you for the real world.
Yeah, it's very good, especially because I'm in DECA. So it really shows me how to like run a business and how to make a business successful.
Now, DECA is a really neat organization. You're telling me off the air, and if we can mention that real quickly, you guys are doing some pretty amazing things as DECA students next week for Grant a Wish Week, right?
Yeah, we're doing Monday for Grant a Wish is where we have our teachers come up with ideas to raise money for students. So if students gave them $1, they would have to do like 10 push-ups or a whole bunch of different other stuff. And then on Tuesday, we have a bake sale, and then we have some other miracle minutes during games. And then Wednesday, we have our student versus staff volleyball game, which students would have to pay to get into. And then Thursday, we have tape a teacher at the high school and middle school. And then Friday, we also have another Miracle Minute.
Now, Caleb and I both called volleyball this year on radio and video live stream on Wogo Sports YouTube channel. So tell me, when is the students versus staff in volleyball? That sounds really interesting.
That'll be at 3:05 at the Chippewa Falls High School.
What day?
On Wednesday.
Wednesday, okay. All right.
And again, Connor is a senior here at Chi High, Elena a junior. And before we let you guys go, so the Birdcage, again, it's the school store. It's where folks can get incredible deals this week. And just, again, checking those hours, 4 to 8 p.m. today, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, and special deals that they can't get anytime else. So it's a great time to build back into the community and the school here. And how can they find out more? I know they can follow you on social media.
Facebook at Chi High Birdcage is a great way to find out all the deals and hours and new upcoming events. And CFHS Birdcage on Instagram is another great way to find us.
Very good. Well, Connor and Elena, thank you so much for joining us. And we hope that there's a great outpouring of community support for these special hours at the Birdcage this week, starting tonight from 4 to 8.
Sweet. Thanks for having us.
Appreciate you guys being here on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB.
And hats off to you listeners who are definitely taking part. Way to go.
Yes, and again, we've got less than a week until that deadline coming up this Sunday. Same deadline, actually, as our 60 Ways in 60 Days campaign. So, again, give generously to that as you are able and as the Lord leads. And make some gingerbread houses. You have a chance to win some pretty amazing prizes. And I think the real win is spending time together as a family.
For sure. This story caught my eye because I am a hand talker. I do move my hands when I talk. And so there's a new study that analyzed 200,000 video segments from over 2,000 TED Talks to determine the impact that hand gestures had on audience reaction.
So based on both an analysis of the 33 million video likes as well as an experiment where 1,600 participants rated the speakers, the study found that those who used illustrative gestures over the course of the talk were reliably rated as, quote, more clear, competent, and persuasive.
However, not all movements were helpful.
Random waving,
fidgeting,
and pointing to things did not offer benefits.
But gestures visually expressing phrases like spreading one's hands apart when they are saying something is far away were more helpful.
All right, there you go. So hand talkers, at least we have some hope, right, that we're actually doing some good at times. Now, who's going to win the next bundle from the 12 Days of Bundles? It is...
Got one name here, and it is Dwayne in Medford.
Well, thank you so much, Dwayne, for your wonderful generosity. And again, Dwayne, with that partner gift, Havel gets the partner gift offer of his choice here in December. Also gets that partner gift that Fred just mentioned, that Max and Andrea Locato, the Book of Prayers. But also Carol's going to call him back now and give Dwayne his choice of one of these special bundles over and over and above the gift offers he already was going to receive.